Away, good day, good evening, good morning, or whenever you are listening to this. This is the Coffee and Cotarella podcast. I'm Yasin Bonds. So we're back for part two of the episode where Said was asking for stuff. Maybe, yeah. Anyway.
Stop enabling this behavior. He just comes on the podcast and just asks for stuff.
I'm going to cut it out of the edit.
Cut him out of the edit.
But for the any questions. Of you know of a place to play squash? Send a message.
He's never going to stop. So
he's never going to give
up.
Today we're going to do some like Q&As and random stuff we're going to talk about. So Logan Julius asks, guys, I know you guys did an Amber Nick review. I just bought one. Anything to look out for? So he's asking for like tips or like game suggestions.
Yo, there's so much that's out. Actually, everything is possible for me. Loco Roco is a big, it's a fun game. Also because it's only like a 3-button game. The sound is great. It fits on the screen nicely also. The only thing is with the PSP and even the PS1, don't play the game with cheats because the cheats, there's sometimes, I don't know if you've seen them. Do you play with the game? Do you play Amber Nick with cheats?
No, because I've only really played like the one game and I wanted to beat it like on my own. But because also like when I pick up the other games, I pick it up for like 10 minutes at a time and it's just MAME games, so it's like pointless to cheat in the MAME game.
You can just put in worker edits and fine.
So I never really played around with the cheats.
I noticed that normally like on the second or third stage you can't get like to the next stage because the cheat is running at the same time with the PSP and the PlayStation 1. So if it runs it's fine, but normally just enjoy the game as it normally was, and then if you add cheats make it go through the actual game.
Is there any hacks you have for it?
I'm trying to think of what's your favorite games you played.
I don't have a game suggestion, but I would say like if you can find one of those HDMI outs for that thing, so you can plug it into your TV.
And do you have one?
No, I don't. But I think like
that.
I think that would make like the experience better for certain games because, especially like as you get to like PS1 era and stuff like that, you kind of like the buttons on the back. The shoulder buttons are sometimes a bit too close to one another.
If you have a V5, the V35, one of that series where it's a Game Boy styled Amber Nick.
Yeah, so like sometimes there's like some games where it will be, sometimes you have to like keep reminding yourself which button is which and getting to press it isn't always the best. So like if somewhere down the line you want to play more of like the newer games, maybe get like a HDMI out so that then you can, and then connect the controller to it and play.
Yeah,
you just use it as like a console, basically.
Yeah,
old games.
Yeah, that's so cool,
and that's really cool because you can plug it into any monitor then and then play it like that. But for the smaller games, just remember that you can't save in game. You have to save like the state of. You have to go to save state or save through the menu. The actual.
This is
the
story
menu.
Of someone who has
suffered. suffered
greatly in the game, and you go, it comes back, and
So you can't save in game, even though the game will tell you it saved. It didn't save. You have to save it through the end menu itself, because otherwise you're gonna waste a lot of hours.
My game. I've got two game suggestions. I'm assuming they're on there. I only took thingy over today. But The Simpsons Arcade on MAME.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
100%. That's the first one I'm going to play.
Yep.
And any of the three Dragon Ball Z RPG games on Game Boy Advance. So it's
Legacy
of Goku 1 and 2 and Boo's Fury, which is Legacy of Goku 3, but it's just called Boo's Fury. So good.
One of them's on there.
Simpsons Wrestling.
Your favorite.
Yeah. Spend so much money on a great game.
I'm going to play it.
Imagine you play it now and it's the best game you ever played.
I really want to find it and I just threw it away or like something back
just
in the day.
Like, like you regret everything.
You must time yourself. You must play it and time yourself and see if you go over 10 minutes.
But I think the Amber Nick is made for if you are a disposable game player. Like, you always just pick up and play a different game. Yeah. That's the kind of, And like, don't, I feel like you won't get too involved in games. So it's so like whatever game you play.
You smack the nostalgia, the hit of nostalgia, you might not want to finish the game and it's easy.
You're never gonna I don't think you can get committed to finish a game on that thing. That's the only downfall of it is that there's so much options that you don't play any game. That's why.
So watch out for the choice paralysis.
I got overwhelmed like when you first showed this to me, just the amount of the consoles or whatever. Alone.
Yeah. He's like, what's happening? Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna clap a Pokemon game on you because like Pokemon games on computer for me, like I lose interest completely on the emulator stuff just because I want it to be portable and handheld. You know what I mean?
You can also listen to a podcast or watch like movies and stuff while using it. Then, because actually it's really dope, but you must have money to not must be serious money to buy. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just looking like for something to keep you busy, but not like necessarily dopamine. Invest in like gaming.
Yeah, this is cool.
That's what I was losing. The nice thing also with Amnic is that you don't feel bad when you play a game with like less graphics. Like you can play an actual Game Boy game with a green and black screen and still have as much fun as a PlayStation 1 game or a GameCube game. The only thing is the N64 is because of the controller, it's cuck on there. Like I don't really have fun. Yeah.
Like certain consoles are just going to be better to play with a physical controller that you attach to it. Like I try to play like the FIFA Street and stuff on the PSP, and I'm too used to playing
on a controller
with a controller that I was struggling to like get my mind around like playing with such a small button.
We've lost Brad, guys.
Brad is not a part of this podcast.
So Logan, I would say just like set out like at least you're probably gonna spend one day just going through games.
Yeah.
And then in your menu, there is an option where you can favorite games. So you don't have to like go looking for the games that you like all the time. And you can also just use search. Like if you press the menu button and then go to search or start by whatever letter, and then you can look for the exact games to save yourself time but otherwise you're going to be scrolling forever.
Yeah, if you're looking for games and recommendations, just like search best PlayStation games and go download those. Go look for best unheard of PlayStation games, then go download those. Because that's actually how you build up your own catalog on the console rather than what... Because what they give you is nice, but there's also a lot of dud games on there. That's a waste of space.
Yeah.
I'm still actually... I want to put movies on there to see what that looks like.
But also, it's like you're going to smack like your own game. So it's like if we vice you, go play this now, then you're going to be like, nah, but I don't smack these games.
Also go,
then it's like, just track your own games.
The Simpsons. Which one is that there?
Brad is... he's deep within the source now. Mobile.
So yeah, just also ask your brasser like, yo, what games do you remember the most from back in the day?
Yeah.
And then when they tell you the name of the game, go look for the game and play it.
Homer's 35 years old.
Oh, I'm older than Homer. Yo, I made better choices of my life.
Don't say that.
The sound is so sure. Really dope also on the thing. Good. Play with a Bluetooth headset and others.
Take it with next time you like if you're not driving and you're going somewhere, play it in the car.
Or even if you are driving, do both at the same time.
It's a Konami game, The Simpsons.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, the next one is from StretchNuts00.
It's like cool, isn't
it? Yeah.
You can go check. Okay.
StretchNuts.
StretchNuts00. Yeah.
It's StretchNuts. Ooh.
No, bruh. It's supposed to be balls.
That's, those are StretchNuts next to his name there. How old are you that you have StretchNuts? That's really must then. Please don't sit on them. Watch your seat.
Can you guys remember those stickers that would flicker when your phone was about to ring?
Yo.
No. What is this?
So you'd pluck it on the back of your...
Google it there and show him. So there were little key rings. Firstly, phones had the hole on the side where you could attach like a string to it. Right?
I remember that, yeah.
Then sometimes those strings would have like little danglements and they would have like lights in them. So when you get a call on a speaker, you'd hear tick, 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 tick.
I remember that, yeah.
Now that frequency in some way would light up
a
light.
Sticker. So, so it looked like a paper sticker or
no, like, is that a sticker? It would be like a plastic keyring kind of thing.
So you'd stick it on there, like this one you'd stick on there. And then like when a call comes on, then it will...
And it didn't have a battery. I don't know what it ran on.
Vibes.
I think that's the thing that gave you... a third ear if you use it for too long.
That's what's 5G. So the people that were scared of 5G was...
But there was also, there were keyring ones or something. That was dope. So some people would have like a handful of things dangling from the phone that would just light up every time they got a call.
Yeah.
It was just for aesthetics. It wasn't because you needed to know when your phone...
Nah,
it was just aesthetic. Actually, it was. It's to an extent because again, your phone didn't light up. So if your phone was in the distance and the vibrator was off, you'd see that thing light up.
Yeah, your screen used to be like dumb.
True.
It wasn't like...
The screen would just go on.
Now it's like your screen lights up like the whole room.
Yeah, but also I feel like when your phone rings, now it's the same as... You know when you hear your car keys, you know that sound is your car keys. Like anywhere in the house, when you hear car keys, you go, no, that's not mine. It's fine. That one is taking my car.
Yeah.
So I think nowadays when your phone rings, even if it's a silent ring, you go, that's my ring.
Do you remember when you could set your alarm on your phone and put your phone off? And your phone would turn on when it was time for the alarm.
Yes, phones used to have that. Also.
Because now it almost doesn't do that. It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, now
it's
off.
Now your phone is off. It's off.
That's actually, what a wild thing. That's a great thing actually for the phone to save like 5% battery to go, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to die now.
But this is all like, goes into like more things that kids don't remember. I mean, look, Saeed don't even remember that stuff. And one of the things we didn't speak about this is Mixit. Guys, Mixit was like the vibe back in the day. Mixit is what WhatsApp wants to be still to this day.
Yeah, so I remember when I got Mixit. Firstly, I was the first people of the, I'd say, of my community to have it. We only had like 6 friends who could have Mixit also, and we were the only 6 people.
Then I used to download Mixit. I can't, my phone doesn't do this.
During, I think, grade 10 school holidays that we got it, because I remember we were at maths tuition that we had to go through every day. I don't know where. Anyway, and again, not everybody's phone could handle it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was such a...
It was like the first time that you needed a phone of like a certain spec to like get it.
But did you have Mixed Side?
Yeah. WhatsApp started to become a thing when I was like, I think like grade 9.
Oh, what a life.
You were a child.
Up until grade 9 was when nobody used Mixit anymore, and it was WhatsApp.
That was when we started using it.
Yeah.
Because I remember like somebody like telling me like, yeah, nobody's going to be using this anymore. You must get WhatsApp. And I was like, what the hell is WhatsApp? Why am I going to download WhatsApp? I really have.
I remember the thing that I feared of WhatsApp when they said that was like the new thing that we can use is that it's like Mixit, but it doesn't close. Then I go, so they can message you all the time.
Yeah.
Your daughter's going to be running all the time. Because that's also, I think, the time
where
you would count daughter. Like, because
you're like, okay, how much daughter do you have? Can you go online? Okay. Then you must send like a please call. So go on, or go on, Mixit.
Please call Mixit.
Yeah. And then Joe Banker was the old, like, when you DC, then you check with Joe Banker, you DC. Yeah. If you reply, then you go, oh no, I'm still here.
You could tell like a person's entire relationship, né, from like Mixit statuses, because to be like in love, né, then it's when I go to like D&D. then the man is so much sad. Then you're like, okay, nah, this man broke up. Like, okay, what he's going through the most now, like, it was mad.
And also, there was when they first started rolling out that you could send photos via Mixit, was such a wild thing because the quality was so bad. Because cameras were bad, and see, the quality you'd send it was so bad. Like, in retrospect, I go, we weren't even looking at pictures. It was just like visual braille.
1 pixel.
Yeah.
But also, like, people used to just go on and allow me, like, chat rooms with like strangers and just be like,
yeah,
this is a vibe. Nowadays, nah, it's like, nah, I don't want anybody to have my number.
But
no one must message me.
Chat rooms were like free.
Yeah.
And then they started getting the pay thing. They were the first to have pay to play.
do you remember the game?
Pay to be a player.
Yeah,
there was a trivia game. Do you remember the trivia game?
No.
Maybe that was like, maybe you guys.
Moonbase.
Do you remember Moonbase?
It was like a trivia game.
Yes.
It would ask you questions, and the first person to answer would get points.
I don't remember.
I was doing that mostly.
No, because then you'd win credits that you could also use in Mixed Land.
Moolah.
That was the best thing, you needed Moolah for the chat rooms, get into a trivia game and just win the sticker.
Crazy,
because it's like the first person to type out the actual answer or say yes or no, like whoever answers correctly first gets the points. And it was
and the other thing is, before that was the first, I think, mobile chat. Before that, the chat was like, what's it, MS
MSN.
MSN, yeah. Yeah.
But we weren't really into MSN.
I don't know. I don't know if that was a thing, yeah. Like,
listen, I had one friend who had internet.
Yo.
He had the internet. Not just any
internet. The internet.
Firoz, and he, like, we used to go there, and then I remember seeing like ASCII art and stuff like that, and then going, oh shit, people are creative with things that aren't creativeness. And then that all got transferred into, I'll say, Mixed World also.
But yeah. Was MSN a thing at your school?
No, not in like the computer classes and stuff like that. No. And like, I also think a lot of people didn't, like, especially when I was in school, a lot of people didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, not really. I'm just looking through YouTube.
Wasn't like a thing.
Not all the white people had all the internet.
No, because you spoke about MySpace back in the
so yeah.
That
yeah.
would have been the same time ish.
No, Mixit was the jam.
But also, I feel like MySpace here by us. No, you'd also get on MySpace like once or twice a week. And you go, I'm gonna do whatever. It's my dad's work computer. I'm gonna do a thing and then never see it for a while again.
There's so many Mixit documentaries on YouTube. The rise and fall of Africa's biggest social network.
Okay,
at the point it was insane.
Yeah, it was massive.
It was the biggest thing because other countries also.
Oh, Mark for seven. Okay, so if we're gonna find one. And then you're going to send, all of us are going to watch it.
We're going to watch it and get nostalgic.
Homework for next week. We're going to watch it and we're going to speak about
it. Said, you must do your homework. You go be absent again.
The glory days of Mixit. When they gave us, you were either red, green or yellow. And you could choose what you want to be.
Tell us your Mixit stories.
Oh, what was your Mixit name? Tell us your Mixit name. Mine was just Mr. Barnes. I was like, going to keep it safe. It's fine.
I don't even remember what mine was.
I don't remember.
Shadley's was sexy boys with wings on the sides and fire emojis.
Now you know that. It was like that one generic one that it was like 500 different things. Yeah, here's another thing, you know, that kids don't remember. This is like going way back.
You must tell the people, are we done with Mixit now? Because I wanted, people must tell us their Mixit stories.
So that's for the clip we're just going to cap on.
But here's another one. It's phone books, my bro.
I've still seen phone books though.
I know, but.
And it's like this then now.
Because no one has landlines.
Just fucking Google it.
Your company, you pay to be in the phone book, right?
I don't know.
To be honest.
Isn't that the yellow?
The yellow pages. There's the yellow pages and then there's the phone book.
I remember.
But how wild is that, man?
Didn't you pay like Telkom or something to put your number in the phone book also?
I don't know. I
can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was part of your contract. You'd pay for it.
Because like some people just didn't they had their number.
You had to pay to have it.
But you also even remember like
it was a poppy act. What the fuck?
You had a project with somebody and you didn't get their number at school on the Friday.
Yeah.
You must go on to the house on the weekend and then you must look through everybody with that surname. You could tell the address also.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, they live in Grassy Park.
His father's name is Dicky. It's Sadiq Abrams. There we go.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
but acoustic Google. It was just
you could find any like your number was just out there. Your address was out there, and then they tell you don't go with strangers. Strangers can find me at home.
We like, pay to be seen
and
by
then
strangers.
Know your name. Nah. Like it's not just knowing your address, because anybody can show up at your house at any time. But somebody showing up at your house and being like
Brad.
Yeah, we here for Mr. Brad.
It was like, yo.
If I had to go back, I'd be such a criminal.
imagine the scams you could pull off.
Credit card scams.
Because you could just send a letter to somebody's house, name and surname, to the address, and then they would be like, they have my details.
You know, if you had a credit card, you could go to a place, they would run a card thing just as a print.
So you could
just basically use a card, print of your card. That would only be processed by the bank like next week. And it'd all be physical. So you could literally just shop in debt and just bounce.
Yeah.
You know, also in a world where photos didn't exist. So your ID could just photocopy your ID.
Works, mate.
Yo.
This is why, we have to certify things now. People were running scams.
Crazy.
But yes, phone books also, the other great thing to do with the phone book is either balance a bed or turn it into a hat.
That's you want to pay for my share, huh? Some lighter out there is doing that as a project.
Those just see if you can Google what a phone book house looks like.
I never did any of that paper mache stuff.
No, not even a paper mache. It was just like if you bent the whole thing around.
I know of layering it and then making it so that you can't pull it apart. Like, you know that thing?
One page.
No, like this.
Like this.
At school, some point, the same teacher will be like...
That's a phone book. That you open it and you turn it like into the circle and
I don't know how,
and then you can make it into like a house shape.
Yo. Imagine how much titties for all the phone books over the years.
Yeah, like we must now save the earth because people were dumb with paper.
Now we must think about titties and shit.
How many Cape Town phone books were there? Then how many Western Cape phone books were there?
Yeah.
How many South Africa? How many Africa?
And then there's still the yellow pages above that.
That's it though.
Yasin's dressed like a phone book.
The yellow pages. But also...
There were yellow pages because it was a yellow page.
Gags. Nice. The thing of that paper was thin. While it was from trees, I also think that was like... those were see-through paper that they were giving also at the same time. And let your fingers do the walking on the yellow pages that had... so iconic.
Yeah.
I know it.
No, they... I remember having to do...
Yeah, it's still doing 30 minutes, but Brad isn't like in the shop, you know.
Oh, well. I'll move in. Maybe. Even when you cut it, just even half my face
I put like a cut out of you.
just one of Rishka's photos, yeah. With the South Park moving, like, make me look like a Canadian, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can cut it and then...
What else is...
I'm going to do Space Cadet. That, yeah, I know. So no, like, do like two more and then...
Danzo's.
And then we'll have probably about 40 minutes of a podcast as well,
don't cut this, but you just leave this in the people that's listening.
Then you can also just send me the audio for this, then I can...
This is what the background of the show looks like also. The background, it's weird. Anyway.
Did I press play now?
Go check.
Oh, that OCD kicks in, eh? You're like...
It's the worst. It's the same as like closing your garage. Drive away and you're like, did I fucking close the garage? Then you like drive around.
I literally watch it close and I drive away. I'm like, did it close?
That's why I had to like at night know when I lock up and so I put the alarm on. I take photos. I take a photo of me holding the door. Okay, I lock the door. I take a photo of me holding the other door. I take a photo of the garage door so that I know the garage door is closed. And then I take a photo of the alarm that I put the alarm on. And I get in bed. Because you know how many times like, you just have to get up.
That's so, cock, buddy.
And then every morning I have to delete like 30 photos.
I'm just picturing you like Mr. Bean. You know when Mr. Bean counts a sheep? Yeah. And then he goes, he counts a left and then he counts the bottom and then he goes, falls asleep. And you go through all
like,
the photos.
This is last night. This is last night. I'm not even talking nonsense. That's me, no? That's me just getting
that's
the...
Cock, funny.
That's me.
I saw, it was on Would I Lie to You, Richard Osman. The guy that was on Pointless and whatever, he said that he does the same thing, but he doesn't take photos, but he, as soon as he locks the door, he goes, like a parrot. And then when he, like, as he locks it, he goes, and then like, he goes, did I lock the door? And he goes, I made the parrot sound. Lock the door,
So my memory would go, was it yesterday's parrot sound or today's parrot sound? Yeah. I also don't trust it.
That's why I need that. Like, and then, you know, I mean, like a lot of times before I'm about to like go sleep, then I look at my phone, like, I put the alarm on. Okay.
There must be another system for that.
But that's the remembering. Easiest.
That's also true.
Because I don't trust my memory.
Yeah.
And it's all because one day I thought I did and then I didn't.
And then you didn't.
And then since then, it's just
so
like...
The problem I have with that is when I sleep, then I put my phone in the charger. And because of the charger and Wi-Fi, then it backs up the photo. Then I can delete it off my phone.
Yeah.
But in 20 years' time, when I go through my photos, this is going to be everyday me.
You're like, why is there so little space on my phone?
G drive for what? Carry on. Let's go.
Yeah. So another thing kids don't remember is those like stock standard PC games that used to come.
Hold on quickly before we go there. Another thing kids don't remember is if they lock the door and they take photos of it. Carry on.
Okay. You're just bullying me.
So another thing kids don't remember are like those stock PC games like Solitaire, Free Cell, Minesweeper.
And when they upped the game and XP brought us Pinball. And Pumbel had a cheat also, isn't it?
I don't remember.
I actually saw a thing about somebody made a thing. You know, that was actually just a demo.
That was just a demo, yeah.
They were supposed to use that to sell you on the full game. But at no point do they tell you that's a demo. So they messed up from the beginning because everybody thought it was just a game.
They fumbled that bag so hard.
It was on like, as the thing said, I think it was on like 11 million PCs.
Yo.
And they never at any point told somebody, yo, you know, you can buy the full game if you want.
And it had like a fracht tables and like different stuff. And
amazing.
They fumbled that bag. Yo.
And also, anyone that says they can play Minesweeper or know how it works is a liar. Minesweeper is not a real game, guys. Everybody just plays by luck.
Do you remember that skiing game with a monster with a Yeti?
The first bits
of anxiety that
Know of it because of memes, but I never played it.
Once you see that thing and it chases you, you just have panic in your whole body.
You feel that fear deep within your heart and you're just like, I need to get away.
That happened to someone. There's a real video also of someone just skating nicely down the mountain and then a bear was chasing them.
That game was real.
I don't know how that game got onto computers though. It was either on your computer or not.
True, hey?
That's all that I know. And then
everybody like got the same pirated version of Windows.
Yeah.
But I added it in there.
That was a legend. Put it on this.
And then Solitaire was such a good game. I still have it on my phone now. And it's the thing I play when I'm standing in lines at shops.
There was Solitaire and there was Spider Solitaire also.
Spider Solitaire was
I could never get into those games. They were too boring for me.
Free Cell. Free Cell also.
Yeah. Nah, but you know what the buzz was? The buzz was that you'd have like fuck all to do in it. So you just drink those games.
Free Cell was one game I saw and I go, I'm not going to learn this.
What was Free Cell again?
It was, that when there was four people playing.
It was basically that, and
then the king in the middle would look at the way the mouse was in front of the mouse. But again, hated. It was one. The Abyss Solitaire update was when they could change the backgrounds of the cars.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
DLC for the win at the time.
That was the best.
If they made it now they would charge you for every single skin.
Yeah.
Like every single card back, they would charge you at least $5.
Yeah, upload your own, you make your own fingers just so. And then what other games was there? Was there other games on the computer?
I don't know.
It must have been, but I can't think of any.
Of like, just like you mean like the games that everybody
the stock,
had.
Yeah.
I think those are the only ones.
Yeah, those were the only ones. We survived
that. And that one screensaver that was a maze.
Wait, we're forgetting the most important one, I think. Microsoft Paint.
Yes.
Then you just throw squiggles.
Full. But yeah, the maze was a great one. Also, because at some point the maze also had, was it your Microsoft Paint pictures? You could also
your pictures.
You could do that.
Yes, so it almost became like an art gallery that you could walk around.
It was that, and then the pipes. Also, the pipes was the other screen.
Anything you could change and watch became a game.
What are you doing?
We were so basic and hungover games.
were deprived.
Because you would watch that maze almost like something's going to happen. Like something
you
different.
Playing, like you drinking.
Like it's the same thing every time, but you're like, maybe this time it finishes the maze.
Nah, do you know what that was? That was when you had Doom at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Because your brand too.
The maze made Chadley feel like how we feel when we watch the in-play games. And you're like, oh, that's the corner that's open. Yes. What's next?
You know something else that kids don't remember? Is 10 Rand movies on a Tuesday.
I don't even remember that.
Casey have it for like cheaper?
No, 10 Rand was 10 like Rand. The basic.
Was it Casey?
Yeah.
It was a Tuesday special.
It was all like the butt cinemas.
Yeah, 10 Rand.
Maynard Mall.
But you were a cheap high school student. You took that.
I only watched like movie. I think I can only remember going to KC once.
And also cinemas also used to have double features where you could watch a movie and then afterwards watch another movie with a 10 minute break.
That sounds
exhausting. I watched Turtles and I think I watched Ninja Turtles and I think not Mortal Kombat.
Which Ninja Turtles? The
bad one.
The people in costumes.
Yes,
basically.
You can see the faces through the mouth.
Is that the one with Vanilla Ice? No.
Yes. And then that and Mario Brothers, I watched.
That's
the Luxorama guys.
Poor runner for.
Yeah.
That's why I still dress like the third brother.
Luigi's and but yeah, I watched that at the Lakshyarama and then at the Kismet also in
the
Athlone.
Kismet, yo, that's a memory. That the Kismet, ne, the Lakshyarama.
And Sunny 400.
Sunny 400, yo.
It was a wild time. It's so much the dogs are going bossy inside. even they remember.
They remember the times. They get a throwback there. But that was wild. Like you could go there now for 10 rand and it used to be like holidays. Those cinemas used to be like full because...
Also at the Kismet, I remember my aunt took me once and then she paid with a plate of Agni. She literally took me and my cousin, who is now my barber. I say cousin, but you know, there's family friends. And then she just took me, she just come with the ass and quickly going to go to the bioscope. We walked into the cinema with a handful of food and then she paid the bra and we sat and we watched two movies.
That's mad.
I don't know how to deal with that. Like, nah.
That was the life we lived, guys. It was fun.
How much was the popcorn that if the movie was 10 rand?
No, the popcorn is where they made their money.
Was it like, but what? I don't know what it was.
I think it was like 15, 20 rand for the popcorn.
For like a, okay.
But
like
that was medium, like just a popcorn. It wasn't like a combo.
Now a combo is like 120.
Even the normal cinema is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I paid more for my popcorn and Coke the other day than I did for the movie ticket.
Do you ever
So I paid with my Discovery Vitality for the ticket.
Yeah, we know.
But the actual popcorn and Coke, regular, not even large, was more than the movie ticket itself. It's okay. It's fine.
That's part of the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
You pay for those things. But what did you smuggle in though?
I didn't do that. No, I didn't.
Sometimes you must just for thrills.
Yeah.
what do you enjoy like smuggling into the movie like to tight? Because you know...
Wildest thing was a Gatsby that we smuggled in.
I'll be so upset if I said this and his masala steak.
And it was smelling in that cinema.
Steak doesn't belong in a movie.
It doesn't. But when
that
you bunk,
oil that the chips does not belong.
But when you bunk school and you have things to do and you have time,
how
and money,
do you even eat a Gatsby in a seat like that?
Yeah.
Like in the dark also, in the dark.
No plate in the dark. You just
chips fall. You don't know where they end up because they just fall into the darkness.
This is why those cinemas were smit because people like this.
People thought I was just, why are you walking so awkwardly? Because if I bend, at Gatsby. Gatsby's against my body.
I remember one day like we tried smuggling in like burgers and stuff. No? And then they found us. No? So they like took it off us. They legit took it off us. No? So wait. No, this is the story. So we kept coming out to eat. No? But we were like freaks at, and the movie hadn't started. There were still trailers. So they were just like, nah, you know what? Just take it in. They were just like, nah, this was just too sad.
My sister had a friend who used to work at the bioscope. And the best part about it is that you just organize the posters.
I would love posters now.
Every three months we'd have, so Rishka and I, our whole wall would just be covered. When I say like three rows,
I remember that,
of posters right across.
That's
and
the
then,
best.
And it's also movies that we were too young to watch that you shouldn't have the posters. I remember like clearly having,
that's just.
What's the one with the devil that,
Devil's Advocate.
No, man. The Usual Suspects. I remember having the poster in my room and
That's not
a devil movie.
What devil's in
the Usual Suspects poster is five men standing in a row.
Yeah. Kaiser Soze.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not the devil.
Kaiser Soze portrays the devil in the story.
Okay.
That's the links my brain makes.
Got you.
Anyway, that was, and then what else? The Long Kiss Goodnight was also one of the posters we had. It was never children's movies because all the people that worked, they would take the children's movies for their children.
Gotcha.
So we would get like the action stuff. And just like
get the affal,
And we'd also put it up because you go, it's a quiet poster.
Yeah, it's a movie poster in my room. That's
no one else had it.
Because at Cardi's, it was 70, like 150 at Cardi's. We would get it for free.
Yeah.
If any of you have movie posters,
God damn it.
For Brad's garage and for my room.
Nah, so it is solely like...
So he is a baker today because he's just loafing. That's all that he's here for.
We can carry on recording while he checks, but like I once smuggled in just like a full McDonald's meal into the cinema. And that's nothing hectic.
Okay, but what McDonald's meal?
Okay, we can just wrap it after this.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was just like a
two cheeseburger.
Yeah, I used to get the two cheeseburger meal.
A two cheeseburger meal was a good smuggle because it was you could compress the bag.
Exactly. Yeah. Like less than. The boxes didn't work. But then also like, I used to go watch movies at Canal Walk like quite a lot. And then just always without thinking of it, I would just go to Clicks, buy a 500 ml caramel popcorn, put it in someone's backpack or like smuggle it in somewhere.
Why are you wearing a jersey? It's summer.
Yeah, those jackets with the inside pockets. Exactly. Just pluck it in exactly.
And then also at Canal Walk, don't do this kids, but we did watch a movie and then afterwards just go watch another movie and then just go sit and you watch like the last half an hour of a movie and you don't know what's clapping, but you go, yeah, it's for free. I'm just going to watch this thing.
I did that once, but I was like, actually, this is a memory. I spoke in one of the shorts or last week's podcast about walking out of movies. And I thought it was only one that I've walked out of, but it's another one. And I regret it to this day, actually. Danny Boyle, Sunshine. I've watched it since and I love it. But when I was a kid, let me just go walk. Like, I'm just going to go watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't a kid. I was probably like 12 or something.
2007, one of the
but then,
I don't remember the...
But then I left and I just went into another cinema and watched another movie. So I didn't like leave the cinema. I just went to watch another movie.
What was that movie?
It's like the world's ending and these oaks are in space trying to harness the power of the sun. It's a good movie. I can't remember. It's flipping good. I watched it since and I'm going to add
it to the list.
And it's Danny Boyle. I mean, you can't go wrong.
What's the name?
And it's written by Alex Garland.
Oh, wow.
What's the name in here? Is it?
Killian
Murphy.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans.
That's the movie that Chris Evans said he wished, like recently in the interview, said he wished more people watched these good movies.
And that was the
movie.
He
was talking about that movie because somebody brought it up to you.
I forgot I stacked this card. Yo, that's a wild lineup. Sorry, because I'm looking at the card. Rose Byrne.
Yeah.
Benedict Wong.
Yeah.
Yuki Tsunade. Mark Strong.
Wow.
Like, this is a stacked lineup.
Yo.
All right.
Yeah, and Danny Boyle. I mean, you can't go wrong with Danny Boyle.
I feel like it was just not our vibe at the time. Nah.
It's very arty. It's like a very experimental.
I can see this not getting like a lot of promo here. Like,
no, exactly. Like, yeah.
Wouldn't have known
I don't even know why I went to
probably
watch
put it like in like cinemas for like 2 weeks. So they were like, okay,
just because there's a lot of tabs open. Sorry, I just caught my mind. I was like, you'll close some of them.
Okay, let's do the last one now quickly.
Is there another one?
We can wrap it off.
Okay.
This.
No. Because I was going to say now, Danny Boyle's next film, which I read about, is 28 Years Later.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
With Cillian Murphy again reprising his role from the first movie.
I haven't watched the first movie yet.
Haven't you? Dude, it's so good. Have you seen 28 Months Later or Weeks Later?
I haven't watched any of
them. Was it 28 Days Later? 28 Weeks Later? 28 Months Later?
No, there's only been two. So it's 28 Days, 28 Months.
28 weeks.
Oh, is it weeks? Yes, it's weeks. Weeks. And now 28 years is coming.
Is there a Sandra Bullock movie that's like something that's like sounds similar?
Yes.
Because I remember like a story. Of
2 weeks notice. It was a great movie.
No, but there was also one with
renting the wrong one by mistake, and then like expecting like a rom com and just like.
The worst rom-com. What's going on there?
No, but 28 Days and Weeks Later are so good.
I need to download
it. Go check it out.
The first one's like super low budget. Like they didn't have the budget to shut down streets and they're doing like a zombie film. So what they had to do was set up at night. This is like outside Buckingham Palace, in main major London areas. Set up overnight as soon as the sun rose. Go Cillian Murphy, go. Walk on the streets, look lost, wonder where the people are. They like put litter on the floor and stuff like that. And then when people walked into frame, they were like, cut. Okay, let's go back. They didn't have the budget to close streets. So they made it guerrilla style properly in those things.
And he's going to have big budget weeks. For the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has an Academy Award winner. You know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And his stock also rose as a director. Yeah. Like it should be so good.
Yeah, so that's the end of the part two of the episode of the bonus thing that we
it's said. Bonus time.
Bonus.
Is anything you want to low for?
If you or anyone you know has a spare paddle racket that they don't want anymore, you can
squash and paddle.
You can throw. I want to play a racket sport so badly, but I like. It's
just make a racket.
Yeah, that's all.
I have a squash racket. Next week,
does anyone have a place in Sea Point for me to rent? Like, you're fully becoming a Sea Point boy now.
Brad, yeah. Is there anything you want to say?
No, I think, you know, just be kind to one another.
Do drugs. I'm Yasin Bonds.
I'm Brad.
I'm Shadley Desai.
I'm Saeed.
And this is the Coffee Controller Podcast. Bye.
Bye.